Sometimes a different latitude on things helps us to change our perspective. Things that once seemed hopeless and impossible once again seem doable. Or at least it gives us time to pause, take rest, find nourishment, and gain a different viewpoint than you once had, making ourselves ready to venture once more to the places God has us walking to. This week, I was inspired by my time on the water and Jimmy Buffett. I want to shift our latitude from a place of wandering through the wilderness on land, whether it be in the mountains or desert, wherever we think of wilderness when we say that, to a place of water. Either in the midst of the San Juan Islands, the Red Sea, or your favorite body of water. This is where I want our minds to wander to for our encounter with our ancient guides. For today, we'll be joining Elijah in his midst of the crashing waves of doubt as he flees from his life, from Jezebel and the kingdom of Israel, or Judah, where he's been serving God faithfully. The slice that we see does not tell him calling on God to defeat the prophets of Baal or the death threat Jezebel sent that he made him fear for his life. We join Elijah when he's pleading to God to end his life, like his forefathers before him, being worn down, tired, and done. And how many of us can think of the times relate to what Elijah might be feeling? Feelings of being overwhelmed, hopelessness to life's situation, whatever you can think. He's coming to God with his fear of what might have happened to him had he not run. Instead of sending him back or smiting him dead as he requested, God takes care of his basic needs. He feeds him with manna and nourishes his thirst, then commands him to rest. Likely, as it says, being watched in his sleep, providing safety and a chance to renew. Upon waking, he's fed once more and given a new calling in which he's accompanied by the angel of the Lord as he wanders through the wilderness for 40 days and nights. Throughout his experience, Elijah reveals his human vulnerability to God and receives the divine intervention. Perhaps in his wanderings, he recalls his forefathers as they wandered for 40 years and were provided with food and rest by God as the next phase is being set for them. Then, at his end destination, he receives and partakes in communion with God, much like Moses did. And throughout his times of wandering, he's being shored up in his faith in God, renewing his devotion as a servant, finding strength as God watches and guides him, reminding him that even in the moments of despair, God is ever present, providing, guiding, and speaking with him. Cultivating within Elijah is a change of attitude, one moving from despair and hopelessness to once again having hope that looks different from when he entered his time of journeying and relying on God. One where he is tending to his hope, which we can take examples from. God's faithfulness isn't just for Elijah and the ancient guides we follow. God's faithfulness is for us as we find ourselves wandering and looking for food and rest. It is the pausing of the chaos and busyness of our wanderings that we give opportunity to hear God's voice in the gentle whispers. Growing in our faith and hope when it may feel like foolishness to do so, with all the uncertainties we face, and yet, we can look at Elijah's sacrifices, look at the words spoken to him, the deeds done on his behalf, and see the liberation experienced through his relationship with God. Therefore, we get a glimmer of hope. Hope that yearns to burst free and flood us when we are experiencing anger, grief, sorrow, and the fear in the circumstances, when we question and yearn to cry out for help, but something is holding us back. Disappointment for the thwarted hope that we live in, for prayers that didn't get answered the way we desired, or when we receive grim news. Hope that the gospel reveals and lives out in the good news, which is Christ's defeat over death, free grace for all, and hope in our salvation. Realizing that our sojourning to find rest and restoration of our faith when life goes teets up, that we can still hold on to hope. Perhaps when we change our latitude, we can see we hope for things that are unmet. And when the disappointment of the unmet settles in our bones, that those expectations we set did not get met, like Dr. Seuss, makes room for the true, the wise, and the good realities of God with us. God is encouraging us through Elijah's experience on the journey of encountering and walking through the wilderness that proves that he did not give hope and still dared. Encountering the promises that God takes care of the outcast, the different, and those that were driven out by the people of the church. Those in need of healing, that God will find us, God will claim us, gather us with everlasting loving kindness offered to all. God is calling us in our walk, or when the saline waters, when we're out in the waters looking for landmarks, to give us hope to dare. To dare to leave behind those things that don't help us flourish in our relationship with God and others. Leaving behind those things that take away our hope for the world. God is calling us to open ourselves up for goodness and welcome and love of God to embrace us. Wherever God's children are, as we are still upon the Creator's ground, so we are still under the Creator's eye and care. We may lose ourselves in the wilderness, but God has not left us. There are many, but God sees us and loves us. So be willing to take the risk on hope again. Our hope is with us, much like it was Elijah, walking beside us all along. And when we change our latitude from up high to walking humbly, we face a vulnerability because God knows what we have been designed for and we do not. When we change our latitude, our attitude can also change. God knows what services, what trials we face, and will take care of us. When we, for want of foresight, cannot see ourselves, which is why we've been furnished with grace sufficient. God, Creator, appoints what the voyage will be and will give us the victuals for the journey and set the ship to sail accordingly. We are to trust in God, like Elijah at the end of his journey, for nothing remains quite the same.